Hey, it's February 15, 2017. I'm Dave Garrett. This is the Daily Dave. Okay, so yesterday was St. Valentine's Day. Hope you were with someone. And if you weren't with someone, don't worry. Don't worry. It's not International Alone Day. It was not. I don't think there's such thing. But today is February 15th. And today is two things. Today is National Gumdrop Day. So there you go. Play your cards right. Go to a store. You could get your gumdrops at half off if they were mixed in with the Valentine's candy. That's one thing. But it's also Singles Awareness Day. So you have your own day. You don't have to share it with anybody. Today is that day, Singles Awareness Day. So if you're a single, be aware. Today's your day. Yeah, that's what it is. The day after Valentine's Day has been designated Singles Awareness Day. February 15 declares to the world that there's nothing wrong with being single. And there really truly isn't, says a guy who is not single. But when I was single, many years ago, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, in fact, there are quite a few benefits to being unattached. Singles can come and go as they please with no regard to the partner's schedule, wants, or needs. Career opportunity? A single does not need to consult a spouse before accepting an offer. It's also easier for a single to keep up healthy habits. There isn't anyone to sabotage their efforts to work out and eat healthy. Singles tend to be more self-reliant. Wow, interesting. And if you're going to observe this day and participate in local singles events, use the hashtag Singles Awareness Day, all one word, when you post on social media. So, good luck there. Anyway, moving on. So, that's that. That's today. Very interesting. But National Gumdrop Day, that's also today. And it's the, it's the National Day of Recognizing Gumdrops. On National Gumdrop Day, there is no question as to what to do. Eat gumdrops and eat as many as you want. Gumdrops are they're tasty, colorful, chewy candy that is made with gelatin and then coated with sugar. They come in a wide variety of flavors and can either be fruity or spicy. Spicy gumdrops. Well, there's that peppermint thing, licorice one. There we go. These little candy treats have been popular for decorations. For gingerbread houses for many years. Well, yeah, I can see that. Now, as an FYI for you, for your information, did you know the classic game board Candyland features both a gumdrop pass and a gumdrop mountain? Yep. It does. So check this out. Besides enjoying them by the handful, there are many other ways to enjoy gumdrops. In cookies, decorating cakes and cupcakes, in popcorn cake. What's a popcorn cake? If you know, please let me know what a popcorn cake is. I have no idea. And of course, you can use it in crafts and you can also make gifts with it. Gumdrop purse. That's an idea. Gumdrop wallet. I don't think so. You can also make gumdrops yourself. According to many recipes, all you need is vegetable oil, sugar, corn syrup, fruit juice, powdered fruit, pectin, baking soda, and food coloring. Credit for the modern gumdrop goes to chemist and candy manufacturer Percy S. Truesdell. According to articles after his death in 1948, he is the man responsible for taking what was once a hard, poorly flavored glob of sugar and turning it into a smooth, chewy delight we enjoy today. While at the University of Ohio, Truesdell altered the consistency of the candy by experimenting with the amount of starch used. Later, he worked for the Snyder Chaffee Company until 1915. In 1916, Truesdell founded and incorporated the P.S. Truesdell Candy Manufacturing Company. At his death, he was known as, at the time of his death, he was known as the Gumdrop King. Did not know that. So now we know something about National Gumdrop Day. Well, listen, gumdrops, it's time to let you go so that you get back to doing whatever you're doing. My name's Dave Garrett. Today is February 15, 2017. Have a good day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.